Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines, your host. Former UCF running back Isaiah Bowser is on the line for an interview today as he prepares for the upcoming NFL draft. Isaiah, thanks again for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you having me on here. Currently, right now, just, you know, getting prepared, working for, after the draft, whenever camp comes, I'll be ready.
So Friday, April 14th, Isaiah, we're getting closer and closer to the NFL draft, now under 2 weeks away from round one there in Kansas City. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. You know, it's an exciting time. It's kind of like one of the down parts is because, you know, it's just a waiting period now. You know, pro day is over with. I did a workout now, and now I'm kind of just, you know, working and waiting for, you know, draft day. So it's definitely a great experience, and, you know, I'm blessed to be here.
Let's talk about how you got to this point, Isaiah. You first started your college career at Northwestern, 3 year totals with the Wildcats, 334 rushing carries for 1,300 yards, 7 touchdowns in 23 games played, and then you transferred to UCF. So talk a little bit about what your reasoning was for that move to UCF.
Yeah, so, you know, I feel like I had a great career, you know, at Northwestern for the most part, besides injuries. So my freshman year, I had started playing, I think, game 5 when our start running back, who he had unfortunately medically retired. So I ended up having to step up and then starting, played the last 8 games, ended up being freshman All-American. We made the Big Ten Championship. It was, you know, it was a great year. Sophomore year came out, first game of the year, ended up injuring, you know, both my shoulder and my knee that game. So that had helped me out. I missed a lot of time my sophomore year. And then junior year, I ended up actually hurting my foot. Missed a lot of time that year. Unfortunately, I had enrolled early, and I was able to graduate in 3 years. And, you know, after the injuries and kind of just, you know, the time I had went through, going through all that, I was kind of ready for a change, you know, just a fresh start. So I talked to my family, you know, we decided to, you know, enter the portal as a grad transfer.
You just told me that you started going to UCF when Gus Malzahn was hired there. What type of impact has he had on your career so far?
You know, incredible impact. I'm just grateful for him. You know, like I said, I was injured and missed, you know, a lot of time, 2 years, prior to entering the, portal. I mean, yeah, from entering the portal, and, you know, he took a chance, you know, on a guy who, you know, had a pretty good career, but, you know, was, you know, getting, you know, unfortunate injuries, and he took a chance on me, and I'm grateful for that. Went there, and I learned a lot from him and Coach Harris, and, you know, I'm very grateful, and I think I made a great move going to play for him at UCF.
Yeah, your numbers certainly would tell the story, Isaiah. Started 10 of 14 games for UCF. 799 yards, 205 carries, 16 touchdowns, the 10th most in the nation, Isaiah. You're a touchdown machine, man. Somebody who has a nose for the end zone. Why does that make you stand out from other draft running back prospects?
I thrive, you know, especially in the red zone, goal line area. I mean, even on, you know, short to go distances, you know, I feel like I have a good vision, you know, able to find the little creases, even when, you know, there's tons of people in the box, you know, they know we're running the ball. You know, I feel like I have a you know, great nose for, you know, finding, great eyes for finding the open hole and being able to hit it strong and, you know, fall forward for that extra 1, 2, 3, 4 yards that, you know, I'll need to pick up the first down and get the touchdown.
You also had 14 receptions for 185 receiving yards. Second team all AAC selection in 2022. Isaiah, what makes you confident in your ability to not only be a running threat, but also catch the ball out of the backfield?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty confident in my game, you know, all around, you know, running the ball like we had spoke about, and then catching the ball as well. You know, obviously you said I had about 15 receptions last year, and, you know, coach trusted my hands. He was able to throw it to me 15 times throughout the year, and I was able to make some plays on that. But as a whole, you know, I feel like I have a pretty round game, and whether that's catching, running the ball, or blocking, you know, I feel like I can get the job done. And I think, you know, that kind of separates me from a lot of backs in the class because, you know, I feel like I have an all-around game, which is pretty solid.
What would you say are some of your strengths? I know you just talked about your ability to be versatile out of the backfield, but what do you bring in pass protection? What do you bring on the field with your IQ?
Yeah, I'll say I'm a physical player, powerful in the run game, and then, you know, stiff in protection. You know, I think that's kind of, you know, I'm always going to fall for it. You know, that's definitely one of the things I stand by. And also, you know, just finding the open holes, you know, even when there's, you know, it looks clogged, you know, I'm able to, you know, stay patient and, you know, find the openings.
You've done a lot of winning, Isaiah, throughout your college career, especially at UCF. I mean, you put that program on the map and your teammates and the coaches there. What are some of the most memorable moments there at UCF for you?
Yeah, you know, it was tons of memorable times. You know, my first year there, we had played Florida in the Gasparilla Bowl, and, you know, that was a big in-state game. So it was a great turnout. We played at the Tampa Bay Stadium. That was a great turnout. Ended up winning that game, which was, you know, felt amazing to, you know, beat Florida, beat out the, you know, UCF, who was considered, you know, the smaller school compared to them. And then, you know, this past year we made the championship game, which felt great. That was my third championship game in my career. Unfortunately, we had fell a little short, but, you know, just being there, you know, it was a great experience.
You were a team captain there at UCF, Isaiah, and, you know, when you're a team captain, you have to earn the respect from every single player in the locker room. How important was that honor for you?
Yeah, that was very important. You know, going into my second year there, you know, I feel like I had built a lot of great relationships throughout the whole team and the coaching staff and all that. So, you know, I think I was a good guy for the job, you know, a guy that, you know, brings it to practice every day, you know, leading by example, you know, never showing up late to the meeting, always, you know, going my hardest every single day. And then somebody who could just come talk to when, you know, if you're going through something or needed any advice. You know, it was my fifth year, so I've been through, you know, a lot throughout college football. So I think I was it was a great experience, and I was very thankful that my teammates and coaches had, you know, approved of that.
You finished your college career with 27 starts, 17 at UCF, 10 at Northwestern. And so you're very seasoned, Isaiah, going to the NFL, and that's something that not a lot of running backs have under their belt. How do you think that type of experience, repetitions there in college, is going to help you make that transition to the next level?
You know, I think experience is, you know, everything in football. You know, every game you're going out there and you're learning, you know, getting a better feel for the game. I definitely felt that as my career went on, you know, compared to my freshman year to now. It's just, you know, the comfortability out there, you know, everything moves a little slower and you're, you know, able to make more plays. But, you know, I think it definitely helps me having that experience. Like you said, I know a lot of guys probably don't have as much experience as I do.
All right, so on to your pro day, which is part of the pre-draft process. You measured in at 5'11", 217, ran your 40, 4.56, vertical 35.5, broad 9.11, bench 25, short shuttle 4.08, three cone 6.99. Talk to me about your pro day, Isaiah. How do you think it went for you?
You know, overall, I think I had a good day, you know, on pro day. You know, I definitely wanted to run in the 4.5s, you know, so the scouts, you know, I have speed. The jumps, you know, I honestly wish I could have did a little better. You know, I had previously done a little better, but it was right around, you know, where I wanted. But I think I showed that I had some explosion as well. And then the shuttle and the pro agility and the three cone, I feel like I showed, you know, I can move, I have quickness and agility. So overall, I think it was a great day. And then bench, I think I had tied the, you know, mark at the combine for running back. So I was happy with that, putting my power on display as well. But, you know, the most part I think I did best was, you know, at the end we had done some, you know, footwork drills and running routes, catching passes. I think that's what I kind of really excelled. And I think the scouts were able to see, you know, me actually run around, you know, with the football. And I think they would like what they seen with that.
So what type of interactions have you had with teams thus far, Isaiah? Have they all been pretty positive?
Yes, sir. It's been positive.
All right. Now, let's talk about just the pre-draft process as a whole. You know, I've talked with a lot of prospects, and some of them say they've really enjoyed it, you know, going around, meeting different teams, talking to different coaches. What has been your message to coaches and GMs and executives about your potential to thrive in the NFL?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, you know, like I say, man, I'm a very hardworking guy. You know, I'm very consistent with that. You know, consistency is everything, and I truly believe that. So showing up to work every day, you know, with your notepad and pen, and you know, just ready to learn. I know that's gonna be a big thing. My, you know, going to my first year in the NFL is, you know, just soaking in as much information and knowledge as I can, just sort of like it was coming to college. You know, it's gonna be new and you know, I think I'm going to adapt pretty well to that part of it. And then physically, you know, I'm working out every single day, you know, get my body ready. Obviously, you know, the game's a little faster and stronger in the NFL. So I'm working every day to up my game even more there. But definitely going to bring a very consistent, hardworking, you know, guy to the locker room, any locker room I go to, as well as, you know, good personality and a personable guy who is going to be great in the locker room, you know, getting along with everybody.
Isaiah, have you had any contact with any of your NFL buddies right now that are currently in the league about what to expect when you get to the NFL and you begin those rookie mini camps?
Yeah, my old roommate at Northwestern, you know, Greg Newsom, you know, three and out, you know, end up going to the league on first round. You know, he has a lot of, you know, experience playing the last 2 years. I've had conversations with him as well as, you know, at UCF, I'll work out with Gabe Davis and Latavius Murray, two you know, UCF greats. You know, I've got some wisdom from those guys and, you know, definitely happy to have those connections where, you know, guys who've had success and they know what it takes.
All right. Talk to me about your running style, Isaiah. We know that you're a power back. We know that you can get in the end zone. But is there any NFL running backs current, former, that you'd like to model your game after, and what can we expect to see from you when you get your opportunity in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple that come to mind. Definitely, you know, I really like Chris Carson. You know, unfortunately, he retired a year or two ago. But
right.
You know, I love the mentality he ran with. You know, you knew every time he got the ball, he was going to run hard, and you know, he's going to break a tackle every single time. And that's something that I would like to. I feel like I can do, and you know, that's what I want to carry over to the NFL, as well as James Conner. He definitely has a tough running style, slippery, and he has a nose for the end zone as well. So those are two guys who, you know, I think I'm similar to, and definitely respect their game, and you know, like to watch those guys.
You talked about your training. I know that your pro day is done with, and I'm sure you're really putting focus on all those drills. But now, as you just wait for the NFL draft process to play out, what does your training routine look like?
Yeah, so I'm working out. You know, we were doing 6 days. Now we're doing 5 days. Definitely about the same mileage and all that on my legs and lifting and all that. And then taking care of my body is another big thing. You know, every day I'm doing some to make sure I'm ready to go for, you know, my next workout. But, you know, we're really full body workout, you know, throughout the week, hit everything, you know, twice. And running's been great, you know, still working on my feet, speed, And, you know, agility, even after, you know, the pro day, definitely still want to keep doing that. And that's something that we've been focusing on.
I know nutrition is such an important part of that process, Isaiah. I mean, talk to me about your nutrition. What are you consuming on a day-to-day basis to make sure that your body is in tip-top form?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm very thankful. You know, my agency out here, Leverage Football, is really taking care of me and providing me with some, you know, nutritious meals. You know, it's a lot of variety, but I would say probably my favorite is, I think, the beef, rice, and broccoli, the meal that they have. But like I said, there's a variety of different things, you know, salmon, a lot of different things that they provide. But like you said, nutrition is, you know, vital, and taking care of your body, that's definitely very important. And that's something I've been, you know, focusing on even more now that, you know, I'm heading into the NFL.
Special teams is very important in the NFL. I know you know that. And oftentimes a lot of players end up getting chances in special teams. And so, Isaiah, as you look to be successful in the NFL, what can you offer in that phase of the game?
Yeah, you know, I think I could have value on all the special teams, blocking, you know, returning, and even, you know, running down and tackling. Obviously, I didn't tackle a whole lot in college, but, you know, my high school career, I played a lot of defense. So I definitely, you know what it takes. And I think I have the mentality to be able to run down and make some tackles as well. So I think on my size and athleticism, I think I could fit very well into, you know, a core special teams guy if need be.
Who was your favorite NFL player growing up, Isaiah?
Adrian Peterson, no doubt.
AP all day. Yeah, man, that guy was special, a horse to watch.
So special.
What he's been able to accomplish throughout his career, I think it speaks for itself. And for sure, Adrian Peterson definitely is going to be a Hall of Famer. But was AP one of the main reasons why you decided to play running back?
I would say so, for sure. You know, another favorite player of mine growing up was Peyton Manning. Those are probably my two guys. But something about AP and, you know, the way this is mentality and the style of the way he ran the ball was very, you know, inspiring to me. And, I always went, you know, looked up to him and wanted to run like that. So I'd say so. Yeah. At a young age, seeing AP play football was something else. And I think that's when he also kind of made me fall in love with the game. And then so when I went out there and tried it and played some running back, you know, that I fell in love the first time I got the ball handed to me. So I'd say, yeah, AP does play a big role in that.
And at what point did you say to yourself, you know what, I want to try to get to the NFL?
Yeah, you know, something that I've kind of always done is I always want to be the best at everything I do. So, you know, when I was a kid, I thought I was going to go to the NBA, the NFL, MLB. I was ready to do everything. But, you know, as I grew older, I feel like football was definitely my best sport. So that was something I had focused on. I think around middle school is when I really – decided that, you know, football, especially because my height, you know, being, you know, 6 foot, basketball is a little tough. So
yeah,
football definitely was, I think, the way for me to go. And then just the way I like to, you know, be physical and, you know, my mentality is definitely more football. So, yeah, for sure.
On a side note, though, do you still like to hoop it up on the side?
Yeah. You know, obviously I'm cautious nowadays. I don't got time to be out there rolling an ankle or anything, but, yeah, for sure. I definitely like to get some shots, though. I definitely enjoy doing that.
Hey, well, the NBA playoffs, man, they've been underway. You got the play-in. We got the official start of the playoffs tomorrow. You got any team that you like to root for, or you just kind of like to enjoy the games?
You know, being from Ohio, and I'm a big Bron fan, so I like to see Bron, you know, take it and get another ring. But I know there's a lot of other good teams, but, you know, I've been a Bron fan my whole life, so definitely want to see him succeed.
Well, I'm a Mavericks fan, so I guess you can imagine the current state I'm in, man. Missing the playoffs wasn't very good, yeah. But hopefully we have some good games to watch.
Yeah, definitely will be some great games.
The NFL draft rapidly approaching, as I said at the very beginning of the interview, Isaiah. You know that whether it's through the draft, whether it's through free agency as a rookie, you know, chances are, God willing, you'll get an opportunity at least at a rookie mini camp. How excited are you for that phone call to come in and finally start that next phase of your professional career?
You know, very excited. You know, put a lot of work in my whole life, you know, to get to this point. And, I know when I get my opportunity, I'm going to give it my all. And I'm just so excited and grateful to have this opportunity.
Are you one of those players that's actually going to be tuned into the NFL draft, or are you going to go do something else?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure. I haven't even thought about it, to be honest. But, we'll see. I know I'll be with my family, so I'm sure we'll figure it out.
All right, man. Hey, well, it was a pleasure having you on the podcast, Isaiah. And all the best to you as you continue to pursue an NFL career. And congratulations on a fantastic college career. It was really fun watching you play and get in the end zone all those times. And look forward to seeing Isaiah Bowser in the NFL continuing to score more touchdowns.
Yes, sir. That's the goal, man. I'm going to keep working hard to make it happen.
All right, brother. Take care. God bless. And we'll be in contact.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you having me on here, Isaac.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.